say Vinny Seely is here, or Joe Kozlowski is here, and some of the other village board members. Joe, hi.
Hello.
I'm streaming live on WGXC. And I see that you and the other members of the board are here, the village board. And why did you feel that it's important to be here today?
Well, it's our constituents and whatever goes on in the village here, I think we need to be a part of. No matter what organization you are or what group you are, we should be a part of it. So that's why I'm here.
And what does the slogan Black Lives Matter mean to you personally?
Well, they've been persecuted for years, but I'll also say not only does Black Lives Matter, I seen a sign here that says Trans Lives Matter. All lives matter, as a matter of fact, but what's been going on recently with the police departments, I'm for police. We need to have the police here every day. But some of them just carry it to a higher extent than others do. So you know, that's, I think, Black Lives Matter. And like I said, every lives matter. So,
do you feel that the black and brown communities of Catskill and in Greene County in general, but Catskill, of course, is the greatest concentration, do you feel that people get proper representation, or do you think that certain communities in Greene County are underrepresented?
Well, when you say represented, do you mean
in government, in local
politically,
government?
Yeah. No, I wish that someone would come forward and try to run for an office. That's the next step that they should do. If they are of the same mind as not basically I am or our community is, and they run for an office, you know, they should be elected. That to me, that would be the next step for them to run for a village office, a town office, county office. But, you know, somebody's got to come step forward. Somebody's got to do it. So.
Do you, since you're from Catskill and you've been in the political arena for many years, have you ever identified anybody in particular who you thought would make a good political representative, elected official in the black community?
He's walking around here now. He was a state trooper for years. So I was trying to see where he is. And he's also a coach with, I think it's the girls' basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
He'd make a very good either village trust. Well, he doesn't live in a village, so he'd make a good town councilman or even a county legislator.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, people have to come forward. If you look at the past elections, I don't want to say it's the same people over and over again, but we need more people and younger people to come into the political arena to run for an office.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of young people, there's been a lot of activity very recently, and a lot of the younger people are the organizers of this movement here locally. You think that there's a sea change happening? It's not just here, it's around the country, that young people are involved in demanding changes, a lot of different kinds of changes, certainly in Black Lives Matter, but others as well.
It's good to see a lot of younger people come in and make changes. As a matter of fact, Justice Brantley was one of the organizers of this, I do believe.
Right. We just spoke with him, yeah.
Yeah, he's, in high school or just graduated from high school? That's good. Most of our political organizations, if you look at the ages of most of the people into them, they're 40, 50, 60, even older.
Mm-hmm.
Again,
it's time
we need young people to come in no matter whether you're black, brown, red, yellow, as per se, we need people to come forward to represent our communities for the future,
mm-hmm.
and make sure that our democracy stays for the future.